Hello. This is really strange.
And we are live.
Oh, is that what I'm supposed to be saying? Yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
We are live. Okay. Peeling potatoes. We've lost count of the episodes, but we both think it's 18, but we're not quite
Yes.
sure.
Yes. I
But
think I'll have to go back and just make a note for next week.
well, basically, it shows the state of our coffee tin, doesn't it? Which I have been beginning to tidy up, since I'm the creator of the chaos. Anyway, so you said, and it's happening, well, that you said you have slight internet issues, so
Yes.
we're going to do this the
The
South
last bit,
African.
oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, if I could take a screenshot of that now. Fruit Loop with her eyes closed, looking down as if she were in prayer. And now I have to speak for a long, long time until Fruit Loop unfreezes herself. And I have no idea what I'm going to say, except all I see is this sleeping Fruit Loop. Oh, she's back. She's laughing. Oh dear, this is going to. This, and I don't actually know which face is better. The first we had the sleeping one. Now we have, and now she's disappeared on me.
Lunch meeting.
Exactly. So I've just started the recording. So,
Okay.
dear potato peeling listener, we're having a bit of a technical issue at the moment. There always seems to be something wrong in South Africa. Either it's the water's gone, or the electricity goes, or this time the internet connection is a bit loopy.
Yes.
We've already had to pause the recording once, so we'll see how we go. But it has been a couple of chaotic 2 weeks, hasn't it? With people driving
Yes.
in cars while they're meeting us, going off-piste in their topics. Okay, but this is all
Yes.
part of life, the universe, and everything. So while I have you in an unfrozen state, but I see you're battling technology down there. So what are we actually attempting to do in the current
We
episode of Peeling
are
Potatoes?
attempting to discuss gratitude and mindfulness.
I'm eternally grateful that the internet connection did not freeze for the duration of this introduction.
Yes. And mindful to be present in the moment and to notice these things.
It's not difficult not to notice. I mean, how can but you, there was some fantastic. I'm very, very grateful, and I'm very present in this because there were some fantastic shots of your face when you froze. I mean, it was like,
I don't even want to know.
I don't think I'm going to let you off the hook.
Okay.
I'm very, I'm
You
very,
have
I'm very.
the
No, well, I mean, come on. I mean, you had me for 6 months chasing my hose, so I've got to have
Yes.
some. I've got to have you're actually very, you're very off the ball, Fruit Loop, because well, maybe I've got my act together a bit more, but you actually haven't teased me about anything, and I probably offer you a lot of scope.
Yes, but I think it's because I haven't found something that I can tease you for the next 6 months with.
Okay, and you're frozen again.
Again.
Okay, no, you've unfrozen. So this is going to be fun. Okay, maybe.
I haven't found something that I can tease you about for the next 6 months yet.
What would you like me to prepare for you?
I don't know.
Okay. Right. So gratitude and mindfulness. I'm going to try and be serious here. So this is actually something we had planned for our crème brûlée sessions, but somehow it fell into the water, and we're going to resurrect it as part of our mindful. No, yes, our mindset month, September being
Yes.
mindset month.
Yes.
We've done a lot of good stuff here. I mean, what's your impression been so far? Have you sort of
It's quite interesting. I think it's a little bit different than what we used to do, just choosing random topics and talking about it and then focusing on one thing for the whole month. I try not to repeat the topics so that we have different questions to discuss and different things to talk about. But I think it's been interesting and a lot of fun too.
Yeah, I mean, I found it sometimes a bit heavy going, but that's
Yes.
just the old man in me coming out, I suppose.
But not just the heavy going. So I try to, it's a serious topic, but with the fun questions and the interesting questions, I think it makes it a bit lighter.
Okay, so and we've got this right on key now, because in the pretext to this recording, I did actually send you a text that I'm feeling extremely cheerio-y at the moment. So I'm
Yes.
very serious, very, very. Actually, I have to admit it. Do you know next weekend? No, not this coming weekend. The weekend, so the 20th, is the 6 months anniversary of Reader's Revolution Day. Did you know that? And you're frozen again. Okay, not. Okay. Did you just get what I said?
I lost you at the
Golf course only has 19 holes, so you lost me in the bar afterwards. Okay.
Yes.
Speaks volumes, doesn't it?
This is going to be fun.
Anyway, so no, so let's just chaos. Okay. Dear listener, do put up with us. Maybe it's just because
Yes.
it's Friday. No, I was
Have
going.
fun, enjoy it.
We go for the ride. Now, I was saying something, but I've forgotten the context, but it's sort of been going through my mind that not this coming weekend, but the next weekend is 6 months of the Breeder Revolution. When do you
Oh,
think?
wow.
Yeah. 6 months of and I think I've really forgotten what I was going to say. Look, why don't we just start with your questions and we'll get the show on the road somehow, because in between the freezing, if I could take a screenshot of, actually I can.
I'm going to work on different pauses to
Yes,
my good side so
so
we can
are you,
freeze.
hang on, can you, t last time you turned your head, you were wearing a flower at the back of your head. Are you wearing a flower this morning, or are
Yes,
you?
I do.
Oh, that's nice. Well, that's really
Yes.
nice.
Yes.
Okay.
I have different colors. There's pink and blue and gray and orange, and it
So the
depends on
wind.
my mood or what I'm wearing.
So the winter scarves have been replaced by summer flowers at the back of your head
Yes.
here.
Yes.
Okay. How's the necklace collection? Because last time I talked about this, you were wearing this fantastic beady necklace given to
Yes.
you by your, get me right, grandmother. Is that,
Yes.
did I
Yes,
listen
she
correctly?
made it.
She made
Yes.
it.
Yes, she
Oh,
made
now
it.
there's a story. Ooh, there's a story. Okay. Oh, I'm going to have fun.
Oh my goodness.
Right. So we
Well,
were
you are
talking.
already laughing, so that's okay.
We were talking about necklaces.
Yes, I do have a few, but I don't wear them a lot. Mostly because by the afternoon they irritate me.
Okay, so it's the male who irritates you in the mornings, and the necklaces that irritate you in the afternoon. Life is just one, but we have to be grateful about this and be present and mindful about the
Yes,
irritations in our
but
life.
today it's the internet, nothing else.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to have fun doing screenshots of this
Okay.
of this video, and then I'm going to paste a collage on the plaza. Fruit Loop in her various moments of distress and stress and so on and so forth. Oh, that's made my day. If we have nothing else to talk, no, you're not going to do that at all. I'm pulling rank here, Fruit Loop. I'm pulling rank.
Okay, yes,
Okay,
that's fine.
shall we
You
try?
have the recording, so you can do with it what you want.
Oh, the power of editing.
Yes.
Okay. No, then we'll
Okay.
continue on. Okay, so
Let's see how far we get. Okay. So there we go again. If I have the recording, then I can also take some screenshots of you.
Well, I'm going to put it in the tin, so I'll leave you the pleasure of doing that as well. And then we can sort of do a collage of the two of us,
Yes.
in various moments of this recording. So I'll let you know when it's in the tin, and then
Okay.
you can do a,
We can play.
if you've got nothing better to do.
Okay,
Okay,
let's try
right.
again. So the topic
How many times have we actually said this? Let's try it again.
I think for the past 20 minutes.
So do you listen? I wonder if there's any listeners still hanging on at this point. I've just walked away in disgust saying, God, those two weird.
Yeah, so what are they getting at?
Right. Okay, let's go.
There's a screenshot of a smile.
Okay, come on, Fruit Loop. A good one. Oh, it looks like Garfield. I have to pause the recording again.
Serious.
More serious. Okay, so I've just pressed the start recording button again. So this is the second time we've
Okay.
had to do it. So I think you actually done something that I don't actually know how to do it. You've connected it to you the computer to your phone now, so you're actually coming in through your mobile phone. Okay,
Yes.
good. Maybe
So,
I'll learn how to do
maybe
that
that
one day.
works.
That works. Okay.
You
No,
switch a hotspot.
no.
Okay, you don't want to learn that
No,
today.
I do want to learn that, but not now. Yeah.
I'll send you steps.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Shall we get started?
Yes, we can try again. So, gratitude and mindfulness. So at the moment, I'm not very grateful for the
I'm eternally
Wi-Fi
grateful
connection.
for the show that we're pulling off here because it's good fun. So why aren't you grateful? Come on, you've got to look at the bright side of life.
Yes. Look at the
Okay.
bright side.
Yeah, so just look at the result that we are producing. Total chaos. We're having a good
Yes.
laugh, and
Yes.
you're ungrateful about that.
I'm not ungrateful about that. I'm ungrateful about the
You cannot control that. It controls you.
But the other point is, what is going well?
Well, we're talking with each other.
Yes.
So that was a lot of enthusiasm. Yes.
Dear. So,
I don't actually know if we can publish this at this stage now.
it's just getting worse and worse.
Comedy. Okay, so you're struggling down there. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it's a little
Okay.
bit of a struggle. Okay, so the other point is to focus on what is going well.
You're laughing. We're talking.
Yes, you are laughing. We are talking. We managed to record some part. So I'm going to ask you a question. If your thoughts were bubbles, what color would they be now?
First color that comes to mind, and it's not one of my standard repertoire, pink.
Pink. Okay.
Pink bubbles, because I think we're having a very pink session here. It's
Yes.
totally chaotic. And I don't quite know what Jafflepuff and everybody else in the editing team will say about it. But I think this is going to be a unique podcast because it is so unscripted you couldn't even make it up. And you're frozen again. Yeah, I think this is like, I don't know how many versions of Frozen they have made. But I have this, I see this very pained expression on your face. So lots of pink. I don't know if you, are you getting what I'm saying? Sort of lots of pink bubbles. And
are you sure this is going to work?
Well, it's going to be good fun to see what the end result is, because I think this is actually a masterclass of mindfulness and gratitude.
Patience.
Because we're just battling the humongous odds. So what can we learn? What can we learn from this anyway? So pink bubbles,
Yes.
pink bubbles.
Yes, I heard the pink bubbles. I could, and then I tried speaking, and I disappeared.
Uh-oh.
You disappeared. We disappeared.
Houdini, here we come. I'm just trying to figure out if I can sort of, if there, there must be some sort of emoji thingy on Zoom where you can sort of then send pink bubbles go up the screen or something like that. That'll be my homework for the weekend. Okay, so I'm going to throw back the question to you, because I'm vastly underprepared for this. If I can remember the question in all of this chaos, it was something about if you were mindful and grateful and mindful about the current situation, what bubbles, color bubbles would you have? And I've already taken your favorite color, so you can't use it.
Well, I was thinking of colorfulness. I was thinking of yellow and blue and purple and pink and a mixture of bubbles, maybe a little bit of red with frustration with the internet.
Okay. So red bubbles is frustration. The yellow bubbles.
Happy, thankful. There's blue for calm and relaxed, and purple is not actually one of my favorite colors, but I do have purple nails as well. Purple, today I would also use it as a happy feeling.
Okay.
Together with the pink, like a mixture of colors.
There's actually a note to myself in this. Many, many, many months ago, we can actually start talking about months now, not just just weeks. You sent me your color chart when we were doing all the banners and the logos and so on.
Yes.
Because I'm such a stupid man, I think I will need some education on how color charts function. Not now, but I will be eternally
okay.
I will be eternally grateful if you could give me an explanation how these things work, because I must have missed that in art class when I was still a kid.
Okay. Well, it's okay. It's okay. So there's a bluish color that the name for it is teal. It's a combination between blue and green, like a light blue color. so my son calls it, or like flesh color, he calls it teal. So I'm trying to teach him that there's nude and teal, but it's okay.
Well, you know that men and colors, as I've been constantly reminded myself, men and colors, we sort of have a bit of a love-hate relationship with each other. We don't actually understand each other. And I think it's probably more that the men don't understand the colors, and not the colors do not understand the men. But I think in all sense of equality, I think colors should understand men as well.
Yes. Maybe. Yeah. Yes, I agree.
You agree. Yeah. So your son being educated on this, he should be eternally grateful and mindful of this.
Yes.
Because you are a whiz in colors. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So when we think about mindset, it influences our growth and our choices and our success. And when we look at gratitude, the things that we are grateful for, mindfulness to stay present, and then also to focus what is going well in your life. So when was the last time you really noticed something small but wonderful in your day?
that long introduction, which I'm still trying to translate into English for that question. I think, do I have to be serious now?
No.
So
it could be anything. Seeing a flower in the garden, you picked some figs last weekend that I saw on your status.
Did I? Yes, I did. Yes.
Yes.
That's a little bit, that's a bit of a sore subject, actually, because the fig tree is actually like heaving.
Okay.
And for some reason, I'm not quite into the fig picking mentality yet, but the birds are getting there ahead of me. And the fig tree is destined to be chopped down later this month. So not a happy bunny on that one, but that's negative thinking. That's not mindset. I suppose I could be grateful because it is actually really good fun.
Yes.
To crawl into the fig tree.
Yes.
And to pick a nice, plump, ripe, or a little bit squidgy fig.
Yes.
And then to cave into the orders from the powers that are above. Brackets, my wife, brackets, to actually completely ignore them, which is the best way to go about these things, because I'm staring at the fig tree because I can see it from here, and it's sort of shaking and swerving and going all crazy because it's quite windy outside. Anyway, so you ignore all orders and respect and constraint and anything, and you just pick this fig, and it goes straight into your mouth.
Yes.
And it is fantastic. Ditto,
yes.
ditto with my, I'm not going to elaborate on this any further, tomatoes.
yes.
To go to the tomato, what are they? Tomato plants, I suppose you call them in English.
Yes.
And it's not so much the taste of the tomato, which homegrown tomatoes, if you have really good homegrown tomatoes, it makes the shop-bought ones taste like nothing.
Yes.
And then to go to the tomato plant and to breathe, I love the smell of tomato plants. It's really, really nice. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's something sensory, isn't it? It's the little things which you almost take for granted, and then you sort of in a moment when you are totally and utterly relaxed. You're not thinking of anything, which in my case is very rare. You just sort of focus on the tomato, the figs. That first sip of coffee in the morning. Yeah. So
yes.
as you know, I'm usually up around 5:30.
Yes.
And once I've disposed of the hungry cats, all four of them. I actually get around, and I've emptied the dishwasher, that I actually get around to making the cup of coffee. And it's almost like a ritual now. Yeah.
Yes.
And that first cup of coffee in the morning is so, because it's peaceful, it's quiet. There's no distractions. It's okay. It's dark at that time of the day now, but it's just wonderful. Yeah.
Yes.
So what about you? Those small things.
Well, I would think about also having a first cup of coffee in the morning. So usually what I do these days, I would wake up in the morning, then drink a little bit of water, and then wake my son up for school, get him ready, take him to school. And when I get back, then I have my first cup of coffee. But also because when I do it in the mornings while I have to get him ready for school, it goes cold. So I found a way to work around that. So I make my cup of coffee, I sit down, I have two very big windows, so I watch the birds, I watch the sun. If the wind is blowing, I watch the leaves on the trees. And so at the moment, yes?
No, after you. Sorry, I interrupted.
Okay.
You.
So at the moment, the trees are all growing new leaves because of spring. So I've noticed a lot of the trees in the church grounds next to us. Most of them have either small leaves or they've grown some larger leaves already. And I think that is small things that we notice, but it makes a good part of your day. Even the flowers in the garden. I have a couple of plants that I planted last summer. I think it was October or November last year. And they are blooming this year. So I'm very happy about that.
I just sort of, when you said flowers, it came back to me sort of like an instant flash. I remember 10 years ago, maybe not this late in the year, but earlier, so maybe 2 months earlier. So as you know, I had a slight heart attack 10 years ago, and, you know, life-changing, yes. but I was lucky. And then they sort of locked me up for 6 weeks and told me how to look after myself. And part of it was to get out and go for walks and do exercise and so on and so forth.
Yes.
And what struck me at the time, and sort of 10 years later, it sort of fades, but it's good to be reminded how beautiful things can be. Everyday mundane things. So I walked through the streets of our village and I thought, wow, this is actually really beautiful, because you sort of think, well, it might have gone terribly wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's one of these aha moments. Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that's part of being sort of very mindful or present about what you do, because, well, we just don't know how long we've got. Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah. Live the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was thinking about when I used to cycle a lot. We would go out early in the mornings, and every morning there was one particular spot that we would stop and take a picture of the sunrise, because we went out at 5 a.m. in the morning. It was still dark. And then by the time we got to the specific spot, it was open and you could see the sunrise, and we would take a picture almost every day. And it didn't look the same each time. Because some days it was cloudy. Some days maybe we were a little bit later. Maybe we were earlier. So the sun was either lower or higher. And the clouds would look different. And that also, that was something that I looked forward to every morning. And then as we went on the route that we used to take, sometimes we would come across baby, we call them pedestrian birds, but now I can't remember the real name.
Okay.
In Afrikaans, it's a kiwit.
Kiwit. Well, I can't even relate that from Dutch to German to English. So,
no.
Okay.
But pedestrian birds, because they always walk across the road and they always walk in the fields and... so sometimes we would find babies. So the babies will be on our route. So we have to stop for them to pass, because the mom will attack you. And then other times, depending on the season, sometimes we will find a specific flower that only blooms that time of year. And that, we also went for a ride one night where we found bullfrogs.
Oh,
I have
really?
A picture of someone holding a bullfrog. Yes. Yes, so I do have the picture on my phone. I will send it to you. But and we found an owl as well. One evening we found a very big owl sitting in the road. So I think it, all of those things makes you realize that, well, I could have been on the couch in front of the TV and miss all of these things.
Yeah.
Or fast asleep and not see the sunrise.
Well, this is it. You should never sleep and you should never be on the couch in front of the TV. But the problem is that if you're not in front of the couch on the TV, then,
Please don't climb onto the TV.
Do not do this at home.
No.
Sort of, anyway, you know where I was, yeah. Oh, then you probably miss what's on television. So you've always got this fear of missing out, FOMO, yeah. But there's one thing that you did mention, the word seasons. And this is what I notice. So we don't have to talk about the weather. I sort of keep tabs on what the weather's like down where you live. And I mean, I've said this a few times, it's much more stable than what we have here. You have long periods of the same type of weather. And you basically move from what you guys call winter, which we find laughable here, to summer, which is a totally different ball game. Whereas we have four quite distinct seasons. Yeah.
Yes.
And so since September, it's become quite autumnal. Yeah. It's become significantly cooler. It's become windier, but that's quite normal for our bandwidth. And in about 5 to 6 weeks, the leaves will start turning. And that's something that I missed in Australia as a kid. You basically had summer and winter, and there was something like, well, something in between, but it was sort of like just a token gesture.
Yeah. Yes.
And with this seasonal change, you find yourself adapting. And I know you don't like winters, and I don't think I like them very much, but you sort of, you start looking at the positive sides of these seasons. Yeah. So I'm now looking forward to the warm, cozy days, the dimmed lights at home, the cozy atmosphere, the mulled wine in the kitchen, the winter food, the Christmas cookie baking, et cetera, not that I do anything, but the Christmas market, but it's all part of the fabric.
Yes.
And the lights in December when everybody puts up their Christmas lights and so on and so forth. That's really nice. And then sort of the day I hate most is the 1st of January. It's for me the worst day of the year because you've got this whole, it's very quiet. It's an expansive, you know, you've got the whole ahead of you and sort of like this empty space. There's nothing there to contrast it or something. It's just this one big empty void. And then there's sort of like indicators. So there's between Christmas and around the 10th of January, I've gone for walks at the back of the house through the vineyards. And at about sort of 3:30, 4 o'clock, when it starts getting dusk, there's a particular type of light. It's only for about 10 days, but you sort of, I wish, if the sun is shining, I always want to go out in that time of the afternoon just to look at that light. That's a very special hue of light. And then, of course, the days are getting significantly shorter. So from next week, the days will get shorter by about 5 minutes a day. And, you know, you can really feel them closing in. And then we come to, especially when we come to the autumn equinox, and then it really goes downhill until about the end of October, and then it flattens out. And you get to the 20th, 21st of December, to the winter equinox. That's when we have the longest night time and the shortest day. So it gets dark, it gets dark here about... sunset officially is about 4:30 in the afternoon, and sunrise the next day. It is for you guys.
I would go crazy.
But you learn to live with it and make the most of it. Yeah.
Yes.
And I divide the seasons in a totally different way. So I know that the worst point of winter has been reached and the days are going to get longer. And by about the 15th of January, you can actually already tell the difference. And then you sort of move towards the end of January and that's towards the end of February. So for me, the cutoff point is if it's still light at 6 o'clock in the evening, that's civilized. Everything else is uncivilized. So I'm sort of, you know, easing my way forward and saying, okay, 6 o'clock, right, I can start living again and breathing again because the days are getting noticeably longer.
Yes.
And then we go to the end of March, and then summertime starts, and so the clocks go forward by an hour. And what happens then is you just get an hour extra, and
yes,
bingo. All of a sudden, it gets dark at about 8:30.
Yes.
And as we head towards the summer equinox, it gets dark. Well, sunset's about 9:30, 9:36.
Yes.
And it's still light at about 10:15 in the evening, sort of on our latitude.
Yes.
Yeah. The only problem is that you would expect, this is where I would like some South African climate then, so that, come March, you have good weather, stable weather, and you can actually maximize the opportunity. And I always feel cheated because the days get longer, but the weather doesn't actually improve all that much.
The weather gets worse.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the most stable, nice weather, they say, is usually July and August. But that's when everything goes downhill again. Yeah, so
yes.
The equation, I'm sort of thinking maybe they could change that a little bit, but it's not going to work. But I up here in the Northern Hemisphere, you really live the seasons and you adapt
yes.
and do that.
Yes.
Okay. And you're slowing down again, very frozen.
A little
No, you sounded like a snake hissing.
Improves.
Stop. Can you repeat that? Because you sounded like a
Hear
snake
me?
hissing.
No, I don't know. Okay.
Okay. Well,
are we on the same page?
No, we're not. No, I'm still. You said something. You said something before that, and then I had to turn the page because I couldn't understand what you were saying. So, anyway, maybe
I
we
think
should
I
move
wanted
on.
to mention our seasons.
Yes,
For
that
us,
would be.
it's a little bit different.
Do tell.
So in summer, we have early mornings, so the sun rises at about sometimes 5:15 to 5:30, and then it sets 7:30, sometimes at 7, but then it also depends on how it changes. And then in winter, it's dark at around 6. And then it only starts to, well, the sun only rises at maybe 6:45 in the mornings. So we also have the longer nights during winter, but
not as extreme.
Not as extreme.
Yeah, I mean 6:45 in December, it's still dark outside. Yeah.
Yes.
And then you've
Yes.
got to imagine the school buses will leave at about 7:30, and the kids have to go to school in darkness.
Oh dear.
Yeah. And I remember when I was still working in the hotel industry, I was I would cycle to the hotel I was working in Heidelberg, and I would cycle in the dark, and then I would work in the basement in the storage area. And the only time I would see daylight is if I actually had to leave to go up somewhere. And then I would cycle home in the evening in the dark. So you could actually spend a day
Yes.
not seeing any daylight because you go, when it's dark, you go home when it's dark. And if you're stuck in the basement all day, then,
Yes.
it's a weird experience. Anyway, so
Yes, definitely.
We must be thankful for all these things. Yes.
Yes. Yes, we have to be grateful. Okay. So I have so many questions.
Well, I'm grateful that you do, and I'm eager to answer them.
Okay.
Because I'm having a great time.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and since we're going to over, we normally overshoot anyway.
Yes. I've decided I'm going to skip the seriousness today. I'm going to skip the serious questions.
Well, I was hoping that you would. So, okay. So.
Okay. So, if you were grateful for a sandwich, what would you say to the sandwich?
That's a cruel question. Well, luckily, sandwiches probably don't have feelings as we know them.
Depends how you look at it. It depends what you put onto the sandwich.
Yeah. I'm hungry. Not a good question to ask with an empty or half empty stomach. Especially when I still don't know what's for lunch. So what can you repeat the question?
So if you were grateful for a sandwich, what would you say to the sandwich?
Without actually saying grace at the start of the meal.
Like talking to your sandwich.
Why are you here? What are your pain points? Can you imagine?
Wow.
Yes. Yes. That's very deep. No, I'd be so, no, I wouldn't, no, I think communicate, well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to eat you. Eat me. I'm going to enjoy you. I have been, I sort of, yeah, I'm looking forward to the experience of this sandwich. The sandwich and I will be united briefly.
Yes. Okay.
And if we sort of ignore the pain my teeth will inflict on this poor sandwich, but then
yes,
it will hit my tongue and the taste buds. And of course, this feeling of pleasure, because it might be my favorite meat inside or something that I've really been
yes,
looking forward to. And the question is it a sandwich that I bought or is it something that I made myself? Get the water coming in my mouth. So you
mouth watering thoughts.
Indeed, yeah. I will never look at a sandwich again after this question.
Not the same.
we could start a blog series, Conversations with My Sandwich. Yeah.
Wow.
That would actually be good fun.
Yes. I've never spoken to a sandwich.
Well, maybe you should try this.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, therapy, conversations with my sandwiches before I killed them.
Oh, wow.
What is your last wish? What would, as a sandwich, what
dark.
Would you like to... what would you converse with your sandwich?
I think it depends on the amount of hunger you have. If you haven't eaten anything for the whole day and you have a sandwich to eat, I think that you would be very thankful. So thank you, get here, I'm going to eat you now. But if it's a sandwich that you don't want or that you don't really, maybe you don't feel too hungry, thinking about my son, maybe just say, I'll take a few bites, then you'll be okay.
So you should train your son to put yourself in the sandwich's shoes, assuming a sandwich wears shoes. How would the sandwich? This might actually be a nutritional exercise: how to get kids to eat something or not. How would the sandwich feel if it were rejected, and it wouldn't have?
It would be very sad.
And it would not fulfill its purpose in its very short life. I mean, what's the lifespan of a sandwich? Yeah, between somebody
depends
making...
what you have on it.
Yeah, so you always look at it from the sandwiches perspective. You should try that out. You know, if next time your son sort of arms and oars about the sandwich, then reverse it and say, well, look, imagine you were the sandwich. How would you feel
Yes.
if you weren't liked? Ooh, that's tough.
Yes. That's a good idea.
Parenting 101. Dear listeners, if you have similar experiences with your children, would you like to write to us and share them with us so that we can include our sandwich conversations to parenting guides?
Yes.
But what I don't understand is how can you have a sandwich when you're not hungry as an adult?
I think, well, it's happened to me that sometimes my husband would make sandwiches for everyone, and then maybe I wasn't hungry at that moment. So I'm being force-fed.
Ah. So are you being force-fed? Are you grateful that
I'm grateful that he made sandwiches. Yes, definitely, because I know that at some point I have to eat something, especially if it's a very busy day. So I know that I have to eat something. So I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Even if I wasn't hungry at that specific moment.
So what, how would your husband react if you said, well, I'm grateful for that you made this sandwich, thank you. But I'm not hungry at the moment. Can we put it into some Glad wrap and I'll eat it later when I'm hungry?
Well, I think we both have that understanding. So when I make sandwiches, then I would make him one, even if he's not hungry at that moment, or even if he's working, and then I'll close it with Glad wrap. So
All right.
it's there.
Okay.
And the same that he knows, if he knows that I have a busy schedule, he would make sandwiches and also close it.
Okay. Who makes
Yeah,
the better
so
who makes the better sandwiches?
he does. He's more creative.
Okay. How so? So and do you sort of engineer it in such a way that he is kind of strongly encouraged to make the sandwiches rather than you?
No, no. We take turns.
You take
It
turns.
all happens naturally. There's a natural understanding or natural flow in
Okay.
this household.
Right.
Then it depends. So you asked who makes the better sandwich, but it depends if it's a fresh sandwich or if it's a toasted sandwich. So I like to make toasted sandwiches. Then I get creative, but he likes to make a fresh sandwich with tomato and lettuce and cucumber and cheese and meat, sometimes leftover chicken. So very
Okay.
creative
Okay.
and delicious.
Whereas you just take two slices of bread, pop it in the toaster underneath the grill in the oven, and then slap some butter on and a slice or something and lob it to him. So here's your lunch, mate.
No. I'll make like a toasted chicken mayonnaise if there's chicken, or I'll make a toasted cheese. We call it a cheese pooling sandwich.
Okay.
If you cut it and you pull it apart, you should see the
So do you have one of these sandwich making things?
Yes.
Oh, they are to kill
Yes.
for. I think we've got one, but that could be not getting the right bread. Well, maybe we could make it. I don't know, but solves my lunch problem. But
Yes.
we have one of those things, and it's sitting. And this is the problem. I should be eternally grateful, but we have so much junk in our house, it drives me nuts. I'd like to sort of like throw out 95% of what we have here. It's clogging up the system. Okay, so next year when I'm going to be down there, and assuming I get invited for a sandwich or I invite myself for a sandwich, I'm still going to be inappropriately dressed, etc.
That's okay. That's fine.
How will I know who made the sandwich?
Oh, you'll know. Someone will mention it.
Oh, I see. We're going to get the yeah. We're going to get the we're going to get the car salesman and the Fruit Loop pushing their products and saying, you know, if you you know, what's the added value? What's the benefit for me eating your sandwich or your husband's sandwich?
Yes.
No, no pressure. Okay, that'll be fun.
Yes.
Can I ask a question? What did I ask you the question about what you would say to your
sandwich? Yes, what would I say to the sandwich? Yes.
Yes. Or how how hungry you are.
Yes, it depends on how hungry I am.
Okay.
Right. So if you thanked your shoes for helping you walk, what would they say back?
Lose weight.
Oh, wow. Throw them away.
Well, that would be very unfair for the shoes because shoes have their way of protesting and getting back at you. And I noticed this many years ago when I was in Paris. So most of the time I wear a type of sandal which is called a Birkenstock. I don't know if you had them in your pharmacy days or anything like that, but they are the sort of orthopedic shoe sandals where the sole and the base of the sandal is ergonomically molded so that you have a very comfortable wear.
Yes.
A lot of people in hospitals wear them until Crocs came, and Crocs are actually also incredibly comfortable shoes.
Yes.
But as all these things, if you wear the same shoe too long, it fights back.
Yes.
Yeah? And so I was traipsing through Paris, I think, for 2 days running, wearing these Birkenstocks. It was summer, it was a warm day. And after 2 days, I could barely walk because the shoes said they have had enough and they were going to inflict pain on me.
Yes.
On my feet to teach me a lesson. The problem was that I don't think I had a second pair of shoes with me.
Okay.
So we had to have this this continued discussion of and you are frozen again. Oh no, you're back. You're back. We had to have this continued discussion of who was stronger, them or me.
Yes.
So what else would my shoes tell me? Men have different relationship with their shoes because I only have about three pairs. Unlike the 6 million that you seem to have. which is actually much more interesting because if you have, I mean, the conversation starts differently with you. Said, you know, the opening act is, well, what shoes? Once you sort of establish what you're going to wear, you sort of move to the incredibly important point of shoes. What shoes match what I'm going to wear? And do your pairs of shoes jump up and down and they go to Fruit Loop, it's my turn today. It's like enthusiastic kids in a class. It's me.
No, they don't. So it also depends on the seasons and the weather. So now at the moment I'm just wearing flip flops.
That's a very sort of cut and dried answer. I mean, it's almost like your creative sandwich making knot.
I'm just wearing flip flops, but I have different pairs of flip flops at the moment. So there's different colors. The ones I'm wearing today is gold and beige, and I lost them. And they have some blue flowers on them.
Listeners, this is a security announcement. Please listen carefully. You cannot see this, but Fruit Loop is barefooted as we speak.
Yes.
Here is some useless information.
Well, at home, I usually walk bare feet.
Even in winter.
Then I wear socks. But
Well, you have an issue with socks because they sort of go in pairs and come out single.
I did actually manage to find one missing sock, and it was stuck in my son's jean. I don't know how that happened. But it was my sock that was in his jean.
Okay, well, we'll leave that one there.
Yes.
So do you have a similar relationship with your socks, those that are still there? So, I mean, you have all these different pairs of shoes. Do you just do you have an innate, a very intimate discussion with yourself and the sock as to which pair of socks you're going to put on with which pair of shoes or not, or?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, yes. Because some of the shoes I don't like when you can see my sock sticking out.
I'm trying to visualize this because that would also mean that would
So it's a
also
very
mean that.
small sock, like a hidden sock.
Oh, it's one of these little. It's one of these little. There's a name for it, but I don't know. But it's sort of like
Secret
when
socks.
you call them secret socks. What's happening with
Yes.
your curtain?
I'm being
It's
attacked by the curtain.
be grateful. It never. You know,
I am.
it's
It's
six.
cooling me down.
Okay. Cool Fruit Loop. I see. So it is actually a very momentous conversation that you have with yourself in the
Yes.
mornings,
Yes.
before your first cup of coffee. I mean, this is something I could never
Yes.
do. I mean, I cannot function. I cannot function without the coffee kicking me into
This
life.
reminds me of a video that I saw on Instagram. It was a, I think he was a traffic officer or security guard or something, in some Asian country. And he was wearing two different pairs of shoes. So the one shoe was navy blue with a white sole, and it had white stripes on the side, and the other shoe was completely black. And when he noticed it, he was standing in the middle of the street, people moving around him, and he was looking at his shoes. So he couldn't understand why he had two different pairs of shoes. So maybe he didn't have his coffee before he got dressed.
At which point the traffic collapsed around him because he wasn't paying attention to the traffic.
Probably. But he was looking at his shoes like from different angles, different sides. He couldn't understand what was wrong. How did this happen?
Okay, well, that doesn't happen with you, but it happens with your son. Different story. Okay,
Yes.
how did we get to this one? That was one of your questions. I love these
Yes,
questions.
one of
What
my
are
questions.
You were going to ask me lots more questions. Fire away.
Yes. Let me chew. Oh. What if every grateful thought made flowers grow around you? How would your day change?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Yes.
For every grateful thought,
Yes. A
how
flower
would
grows.
a flower grows around me,
Yes.
and how would it change my day? Do I get to choose the flower, or is this just any random flower?
It can be any flower you want to grow, or maybe just random flowers.
Okay. It would be fantastic because this is something that I kind of miss. I mean, this house is a bit of a disaster zone, but we've got big rooms and tall, so that this the floor to ceiling's about 3.5 meters, so it's a very tall house. My tall,
Yes.
there are high rooms, high ceilinged rooms. It used to be a vicarage or whatever the Catholic Church have, and I've always asked myself, why does one single priest need 160 square meters of living space? But okay. But you could actually do a lot with this house. I
Yes.
just imagine huge bouquets of fresh flowers everywhere. And I suppose it would make me think much more positively, because then I wouldn't have to buy flowers, because they are actually quite expensive.
Yes.
I wouldn't have to. There's something I can if I can get my head around it, I can actually grow vegetables. But forever and a day, I'm trying to figure out what flowers I should grow where in our windswept property, which is half public property anyway. So that would be good if I could just think positive thoughts, and I have this massive bouquet of flowers standing in on the dining table or on the coffee table or something like that, or sort of elegantly draped across something or something. That would be really good. Really good. Were you actually listening to what I was saying? The screen I have here is...
Yes, I heard what you said.
because you're fast asleep.
So it says your internet connection is unstable. I could hear you, but you were frozen.
Well, no, I'm not frozen. You're fast asleep.
So the bouquet of flowers and the flowers draped...
Yeah, but
no. I'm here. I heard every single word.
And I put you to sleep in the process. I mean, you're still sleeping on the job. Fruit Loop. Wake up. Come on.
I'm going to dance, so you can see I'm moving.
No, I can't, because I've still got you asleep on this picture I have, yeah. Now I know what to look like when you've got your eyes closed. Well, you could say a lot. I don't believe you because I don't see it. You see? Whoops, she's gone. All right, let's pause the video. Oh, no, she's back.
I'm back. Hi.
You finally woke up, did you? Thank you for gracing us with your presence for this.
I was dancing and I was showing you I'm here. Okay. I wasn't sleeping. I heard what you said about the bouquets on the tables and the flowers draped across the rooms. I heard it.
Was it suitably impressive?
Yes, it was. Okay. It was, because not a lot of men actually like flowers.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Jean also likes flowers. I mean, he has flowers tattoos all over his arms.
That's different. I'm tattooless. I do not have one of these things.
That's okay. And he also wears shirts with flowers on them.
Okay, that's where he and I might differ, actually. So I'm not quite sure.
And he likes fresh flowers in the house as well, and flowers in the garden. So that's actually very nice.
So how good is he at giving you flowers?
I get them on a regular basis.
Here's your bunch of flowers.
Okay. No, not in that way. Okay. It would just surprise me and put them in a vase on the table. There, I bought some flowers for you in a nice way. Yes.
I could learn something from him. Anyway, so let's throw the question back to you and flowers. If you know, if you've said, you know, positive thoughts and flowers, sort of, actually, you've got it already. You've got a husband who gives you flowers on a regular basis, so you don't even have to do anything except make the right sandwich.
Maybe, or cook dinner, or clean the house, or wash laundry.
Okay. I'm feeling
But that's
good.
Not why he buys me flowers.
I should hope not. I should hope not. Anyway. Okay, but assuming that this didn't happen and you sort of had to grow your own flowers by thinking positively.
Something that I quite like, that I've also noticed people started doing, well, not in South Africa, but in different countries, is to grow wildflowers. Mm. So they will buy the seeds, mixed seeds, and they would just plant them, spray them, plant them, and then the flowers start growing. It seems to be easy. I haven't tried this. but the different colors, yellow, purple, red, there's different colors of flowers. So I think if I was, for everything that I was grateful in.
You still are. You sort of slowed down.
Can
I mean,
you still
a snail
hear
could
me?
Out. I can, yes, and I'm still listening.
I think maybe this should be the laugh.
I'm going to stop the fun while it gets good. Okay. You have the... Well, oh. What are we, in all honesty, what are we going to do with this?
I'm still answering my question about the wildflowers.
Oh, really?
I don't know. And yes. Sometimes it's chaotic in meetings, and sometimes things doesn't work out, and we try and try and try until we manage to get something useful. And we are grateful. And the mindset, you have to be positive with what you have.
Exactly. So I am going to release this 18th episode of Peeling Potatoes in its state and say,
yes,
lump it or like it. we had a great 75 odd minutes. And we are thankful for this because it's just been hugely good fun. And
yes.
If others don't like it, well, you know, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go with the flow. Nothing is perfect.
Well,
Nothing.
It's to, yes. Yes. We show our true sides and the chaotic behind the scenes, and sometimes things work, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
So either you like it or you don't.
Exactly. And if you don't like it, do not tell us.
Yes, maybe just write a nice comment at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, well, any comment would
this
be
was
good at this stage.
Yes. So it also comes down to what we've been discussing with mindset and confidence. And yesterday, I think we mentioned sometimes we fail, like falling off your bike. And then you get back up and you try again. So
exactly.
We got back up on the bicycle and we tried again.
Exactly. I fell off the chair and I got back on again. Yeah. I spilled coffee all over me. No, tea. Actually, I'm drinking tea.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So,
yes.
Well, it's been, I think, probably the most chaotic of all the conversations we've made. It's probably in the most chaotic.
I think so.
You know, Rosie 2 weeks ago. Sorry, Rosie, we've just out chaotized you, if that's a word. Yeah. But what can I say?
It's all fun and games.
Fun and games. Okay. So endeth week 37 of our life. Oh, you're saying something or what?
Yes.
What? Tell
yes,
me.
I want to ask you something.
Okay.
Did your bowel color change?
Do my what change?
from the start. I said was your thought, if your thoughts were bubbles, what color would they be now? So in the beginning they were pink. Would they be a different color now?
Oh, they've just gone intense pink. No. I mean, the trouble is
okay.
that I could be accused of stealing your answer because you had the better answer. Because you would be, as you said, it was all colorful.
You
yeah,
can
blues.
Steal it if you want.
Thank you.
Yes.
license to steal.
We share things, remember.
We do. We even share bubbles.
It's sharing.
Sharing is caring.
Not stealing.
Okay. On a permanent basis.
Yes.
Okay. So yes. you have, it actually has been, it has been a very colorful conversation.
Yes.
And we're going to try and be serious here, because we spoke a lot in the last 2 weeks. We spoke a lot about mindset. Why are you laughing? I'm trying to be serious here. Anyway,
I thought we were not focusing on the serious side today.
wouldn't be me if I weren't. No, because we've had a really fun and games here. Total chaotic
Yes.
recording. Before we went on air, I was
Yes.
sort of telling you I wasn't in the sort of happiest, Fruit Loopiest frame of mind because I've been very serious and very focused.
Yes.
And the beauty of it is that I have had 90 minutes of laughter, joy, positive, colorful bubbles. And part of the mindset is also to have
Yes.
enough positivity to walk into real
Yes.
everyday negative situations.
Yes.
Because when I leave this office, I don't know what's going to await me. And I think for that, that's probably the biggest takeaway of this conversation, that if you can have really, really positive conversations, and it is a serious
Yes.
subject, we've laughed a lot. The recording is total
Yes.
chaos. But the symbolism of it is mind-bogglingly important, because
Yes.
I can only speak for myself. I have come out feeling much, much better, ready to face the
Yes.
rest of the day. I know at 3 o'clock
Yes.
I'll have another laughing session. No, at 2 o'clock I'll have another laughing session with people. And so that's the essence of it. So
Yes.
thank you. Thank you for
It's a pleasure.
doing this. And thank you for giving us a masterclass in gratitude and mindfulness, because the chaos has been so wonderful that this is probably going to go down as one of my most favorite recordings that you and I have done in the entire 6 months that we have been working together and talking with each other. And I now feel as though I'm talking to myself again, because I have a frozen face. So, dear listener, this is a monologue. I'm going to interrupt the recording for the umpteenth time. Now I'm resuming.
The last thing I heard was thank you for the masterclass in, and then there was nothing.
Well, that was the masterclass. There was nothing.
Okay. Oh, there was nothing.
No, a masterclass in gratitude and positivity and in
yes.
being mindful.
And
anyway.
After today, patience as well.
Yeah, you have to be patient to learn patience, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Right.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
You're welcome, as always. Okay. While the going's good, I think
yes.
We should have a last word from you, because I don't know how long this is going to hold.
You
this
spoke
segment.
Too soon.
Yep, you did.
You spoke too soon. Okay.
Shall we say our goodbyes?
Yes, I think so. Before
bye.
We run out of it. Bye. Thank you very much. That was a good laugh through all the chaos and the Wi-Fi. Thank you for your patience and your understanding. And I apologize for things out of my control.
Is this addressed to the listener or addressed to me?
To everyone. In general.
In general. Okay.
Yes.
All right. No, it's been good fun.
Yes.
Until next Friday.
I can't wait to listen to the recording, actually.
it'll be in the tin quicker than you can say boo. Yeah.
Okay.
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 Okay, ladies and gentlemen, take care. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Yes. Thank you. Bye.